DOJ may have only released 2% of the Epstein cash, despite Pam Bondi's claim that all files were released. A new investigation, examining emails sent between federal investigators and prosecutors, has raised fresh doubts over the Department of Justice's claim. The report suggests that the material made public amounts to just 2% of the data gathered by federal agents. UK-based broadcaster Channel 4 News reported that internal emails, seen by its journalists, show federal investigators expected to process between 20 and 40 terabytes of data seized from Epstein's properties, including his Florida mansion, his New York townhouse, and his private island. The broadcaster added that emails between investigators discussed data totaling up to 50 terabytes from the earliest stages in June 2020. In another internal email from 2025, the report continued, officials said they were looking at approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data. The report then noted that the total data released in the most recent tranche, 3.5 million Epstein documents, totaled more than 300 gigabytes, and that accounts for just 2% of the data that officials were discussing just last year. The Epstein Files Transparency Act mandated the disclosure of millions of documents tied to the convicted sex offender, and it required department lawyers to review all files for material relating to Epstein and his network. They claimed that 6 million pages were identified, including duplicates. They released over 3 million. Both those numbers are tiny compared to the amount collected, according to today's emails. Many files are too large to open. There are many files that are completely invisible to us, one email read. Another investigator wrote, imagine if we had seized the papers from approximately 100,000 filing cabinets. Then it all just got dumped in one big pile. Documents that had multiple parts stapled together got separated. And then, any of those documents that was larger than 100 pages couldn't be opened. That's what we've got. Days after the report first aired, Attorney General Pam Bondi told members of Congress that the Justice Department has now released all files in its possession related to Epstein, in line with legislation passed last year. In a letter sent to lawmakers on the 14th of February, Bondi said the department had released all records, documents, communications, and investigative materials concerning Epstein, as well as material falling within 8 additional categories set out under the legislation. She added that, as required by law, the department had provided a list of all government officials and politically exposed persons' names, as referenced in the released materials.